Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Why do you think there's been an increase in drownings this summer?
Certainly this time of year, the weather has been amazing in many cities across the eastern seaboard, and we've seen a significant increase in people swimming, recreating in inland waterways, coastal locations, beaches. Our swimming pools have been packed. So increased usage of those facilities, unfortunately, has some consequences, particularly if people take unnecessary risks.
Yeah, definitely. A few foreign nationals drowned in December as well. Is Australia's water safety message maybe not getting through?
Look, I think it's a constant job. It's work that we will be doing forevermore, in a sense, and particularly with more recent arrivals to our wonderful country, helping them understand the wonderful aspects of our waterways, but also just some very basic and simple water safety tips is important. Many people simply don't have the swimming skills to swim their way out of trouble, and it's really important that if you're in that category, a category which sort of says you can't swim 20 metres or so or more, that you only swim at well-supervised locations. So that's the, you know, the local council pool with lifeguards at the beach between the flags when lifeguards are on duty. And that are really the only two locations you might want to consider wading or swimming.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess one thing that most Australians know of is when you go to the beach, there's usually waves. You can get dumped by these waves. There's rips. So most Australians know these things, even though a lot of us still unfortunately drown in these waters. But I guess when a foreign national comes to the country, they might not know about waves and the power of and the force of this water. So it's, I guess, really difficult to get that message across. Figures have also showed that many people drowned despite being locals, as I said. Why do you think that's the case?
Yeah, certainly Australians often overestimate their swimming ability. The other unfortunate factor that we see, particularly in Australian men, is the use of alcohol in and around water. It significantly increases a person's risk of drowning. People can become rapidly disorientated as a result of currents, fast-flowing water, changes in water temperature, as you say, at the beach, you know, rip currents and the like. So Australian men have got to understand, particularly at this time of year, to significantly limit their consumption of alcohol in and around water because it will increase their risk of drowning.
Yeah, definitely a good idea to at least start with that. Experts are also concerned that the increased drowning rate is because more people are trying to save others and dying in the process. This is something that I've definitely heard of this a lot in the news, at least. Parents, cousins, nephews have died trying to save family members in rips and all sorts of other things. What are your thoughts on this and how can we, I guess, stop future tragedies happening in that way?
Yeah, one of the things that Royal Life Saving does when we're teaching life-saving in schools, particularly high schools, is a basic protocol of looking after yourself first and foremost. And if you do need to enter the water to initiate a rescue, that you've got to take some sort of buoyant aid with you. That might be something as simple as a surfboard lying around or a bodyboard or even an esky can help keep you afloat when initiating a rescue. We obviously advise people to look out for lifeguards in the first instance, but we certainly appreciate that people often are faced with a fairly significant dilemma. If you see young children caught in a current, then we've had a couple of cases over the last few months where parents have entered the water and it was really tragic kind of consequences.
It's definitely devastating to hear about it. And I guess most or majority of those incidences happen at unpatrolled beaches. Is there a way to somehow, even if you have got boogie board or surfboard, how should you, I guess, approach that situation when there's not really that much professional help around?
Yeah, well, I guess in many of those locations, you'd like to think that there's a surfer around or perhaps someone with significant swimming skills. And we'd certainly, in the absence of lifeguards or lifesavers, encourage people to assess the risks, look out for buoyant aids, establish whether or not they have the swimming ability to swim their way out of trouble if they in fact get into trouble, and also assess the situation and just make sure that the person is absolutely at risk and some very basic messages can't be delivered to them to encourage them to perhaps float and not to panic, and to, in many cases the currents will resolve themselves and take the person somewhat into less troubled waters, or perhaps to the bank of the river, for example. It's a difficult situation, and we certainly appreciate that. But that's why we, you know, Royal Life Saving encourages parents not just to teach their children to swim, but ensure that they get some level of swimming and water safety and life saving training through largely through the school system, and that reinforces the importance of looking out for their mates, avoiding alcohol around water, wearing life jackets, and then assessing a situation in a rescue or emergency scenario.
Absolutely. And I guess prevention is better than cure in this situation particularly. How can we tell if a body of water is unsafe to swim in? And what should we do if we find ourselves caught in a ripple or something else that's quite life-threatening?
Yeah, in most cases, if you get caught in a rip or a current in a river for that matter, is to stay calm, to float, to call out for assistance, but to focus on floating in the first instance, and then assess the situation to see whether you can't swim your way to calmer water. But I would say that particularly at this time of year, everyone's looking for that secret swimming spot, that less crowded place in an inland waterway location, or perhaps at the beach. And people really need to understand their swimming ability and whether or not they have the skills to swim in those locations. Otherwise, they really do need to choose a more safe area. And there are plenty of well-supervised locations in and around our waterways.
Yeah, definitely. All really, really good advice, Justin. So thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and, I guess, telling me and the listeners all about it.
Great. Thanks very much. And I hope the rest of the summer is a safe one.
As do I. Thank you, Justin.